Martin Krzyż had the painful experience of growing up as a mixed-race child in more or less monocultural pre-1989 Prague. Now in his 40s, he's helping today's black Czech children through a new organization called Čokoládové děti, or Chocolate Children. However, Krzyż's main activity is teaching and translating Chinese, as well as helping Czech firms do business in China. When we spoke at the reception of one such company, he explained that his father had been a student from Tanzania, who separated from his mother when he was still a small child, leaving him to experience a typical Czech upbringing.
My stepfather, he was Czech-born Czech, and even my sister, who was born from second marriage, she's Czech, so I had 100% influence since I was 2 or 3 years old, so practically no relations with Africa.
At what age did you begin to feel different?
Well, it was at my age of 6 or 7. I remember I was looking into the mirror and seeing that my hair are slightly different than the hair of the other kids in the school. And then I asked my granny, why my hair are different. And she said, oh, it doesn't matter. I still remember your mother. She had also this kind of curly hair. But as you will grow old, it will be different, and don't worry. And if even kids in the school, they call you Negro or whatever, don't take it personally. It will change as you will be old. So it was for the first time. And second, it was when I was at age of 17 or 18. I had a serious relationship with a girl, and it was not very well seen in her family. The father of the girl, he was against that his daughter is meeting somebody who has different color of the skin. So it was practically these two moments which were not really pleasant for a young man. But short after, in university, I was in St. Petersburg, and in the dorm we had a 40 or 35 nationalities all around the globe. So I started to feel well in the international environment. And as I returned to Czech Republic, being in Prague, it's Prague now, it's quite international city. But I can still imagine living in the short villages or suburbs of small cities. It could be still painful experience, but in big cities, especially in among the educated people, there is absolutely no problem being different.
Well, about your academic career, you mentioned studying in St. Petersburg. What led you to study Chinese?
Well, it was not that long time ago. It was after 1999, after I finished University of Economics. I was interested by Tai Chi or Chinese philosophy, and I started to be more and more attracted by interesting culture, and I took some classes in the evening school. But more and more it became complicated, and I felt like a waste of time if I would stop after 1 year. So I took one supplementary year, and finally I ended up in university, Charles University, in the Sinology department.
Even 10 years ago, China wasn't the big world power that it is today. It was a big country, but it wasn't such a big player on the international scene. Did you foresee that China could emerge as it has done over the last decade or more?
Absolutely not, Ian. It was different. In 1999, China was slightly developing agricultural country, and as we arrived to Beijing, it was when the Beijing had only the old airport, which is 10 times smaller than it is now. You saw at this time more cycling people on the street than motorbikes or cars, and we had absolutely no idea that decade after China will be even with United States, and they will have talks on a similar platform. It was absolutely not the case, and we were more interested in, let's say, Chinese calligraphy, philosophy, about culture, than in economics. Well, 6 years after, when people asked me to translate for them business meetings, it paid off very well, And 10 years after it became a profession to be, well, quite interesting profession to be interpreter from Chinese to Czech. And now I work mostly for big companies establishing businesses in China or as a core translator, core interpreter. It keeps me pretty busy.
How do you see China developing in another 10 years or 20 years? Do you think it will remain an essentially capitalist state with extreme repression?
Well, as people think in China, it was first when the Hong Kong became part of mainland China, we thought that piece of democracy could change the whole picture of China. Well, just the opposite was true. China, mainland China, influenced more Hong Kong than it was the other way around. And China is not ready to have a huge middle class which can influence the civic society. So probably from 10 years from now, maybe there will be more Chinese investments in United States, in Europe, especially in South America or Africa. But as from the political point of view, there will be not that much changes that it was in 80s when China became a world player. So the changes definitely will be not that huge.
If we could get back, please, to the issue of race. You set up an organization called Chocolatové děti, or Chocolate Children. What is that?
Well, it has absolutely nothing to do with China, I tell you. And it is something which we experienced 20 years ago with people which has different color of skin, but the same painful experience of being different. And we were meeting these people, it was 2 or 3 years ago, and still discussing about is there anything we can do for these kind of kids. And reply was that now in 2009 the situation, especially in big cities, it's not the same like 20 years ago, and being different, it's rather an advantage. But there are still kids in different environments, especially in orphanage or outside Prague. They still need to feel some strong backgrounds, not being on their own, but having somebody they can talk and share some difficulties they have in their life. So that's why we set up a public
an NGO, I suppose.
It's NGO called Chocolate Children. 2 or 3 weeks ago we started to communicate with orphanage all around the country, and we are trying to locate the places where the biracial kids are, especially the orphanage or the places where people not having parents are. And we would like not only to communicate with them, but we would pretty much like them to communicate with each other and establish a network and support each other. And the idea is not to show them that they are different, but to help them integrate into the majority society.